Mountain Edition.
Good afternoon, it's 4:30 and 84 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Chaz Jenkins.
And I'm Haley Stidham.
Repairs on Moorhead's new splash pad are underway this week.
Officials with Pikeville Medical Center have announced plans to expand.
An area hospital has received a national ranking.
A Whitley County man accused of murdering his girlfriend was arraigned today.
In sports, Moorhead State University has chosen a new baseball coach.
Taking a look at your region's weather, tonight some passing clouds with a low around 68. Tuesday, partly cloudy skies, high of 89. Tuesday night, mainly clear skies with a low around 71. Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, a stray of showers, thunderstorms is possible, high 91. Wednesday night, partly cloudy skies, a stray of showers or thunderstorms is possible with a low around 72.
Repairs on Moorhead's new splash pad are underway this week. Officials discovered cracks in the water tank when the facility was inspected at the beginning of June. Moorhead Mayor Laura White Brown said it appears a concrete truck drove over the tank at some point, which caused the damage.
We got an official quote last week. It's right under $25,000, so we will have contractors working this week and hope that it will be repaired and open in July.
White Brown says barriers will be installed to prevent future damage. The city purchased the property near Green Hill Park to expand recreation opportunities. It invested just over $1.4 million to build Sheltowee Falls Splash Pad, which was completed in October of last year.
Officials with Pike County Medical Center have announced plans to expand to serve residents in and around South Williamson. Mountaintop Media reports the PMC will open a new location inside a portion of the Southside Mall next to Kmart. Construction has already begun on the project. PMC CEO Donovan Blackburn says being in such a prime location will benefit the community and the economy of the area.
The other huge benefit is that it allows us to expand our footprint from 8,500 square feet all the way up to 20,000 square feet is this with the opportunity to expand if we so choose thereafter.
Blackburn says the intent of the expansion efforts is to grow the medical center from a clinic to an urgent care facility. The new PMC location is set to be open by September 30th.
The Franklin County Emergency Management Director says a huge pool of alcohol on the Kentucky River has made its way out of the county as of Sunday, according to the State Journal. The plume is the result of spills from a fire at the Jim Beam warehouse late Tuesday night. Now the Energy and Environment Cabinet says that the alcohol should reach the Ohio River by early Monday morning. Once it reaches the Ohio River, officials expect it to dissipate quickly. They say there could be some impact on aquatic life where the two rivers meet. That fire destroyed about 45,000 barrels of bourbon.
Plans to construct a $500 million prison in Letcher County have been halted after opposition from the community. The facility would have been the fourth federal prison in the region and the most expensive in the United States. The Letcher County Governance Project was formed to fight the construction. Members said that despite claims that the prison would bring jobs to the region, the money would have been better invested elsewhere. Local Tom Sexton says the prison jobs in rural areas often fail to boost economies.
I think central to not only this prison fight, but the whole Eastern Kentucky just transition question altogether is people in the communities not making the mistake of letting the people that got us in such bad situations to begin with, like in our case the Planning Commission, make the decisions for our future.
The prison was intended to be on a former coal mine site. Attorneys with the Abolitionist Law Center and several environmental organizations sued the Bureau for Prisons, saying that its location would have posed health risks for anyone in the prison.
An area hospital has received a national ranking. WMKY's Keneally Roberts reports.
Clark Regional Medical Center announced Monday it was named one of the top 100 rural and community hospitals in the United States. The list is made by the Chartis Center for Rural Health and is based upon the results of the Hospital Strength Index from iVantage Health Analytics. The index measures several indicators, including cost, quality, outcomes, patient perspective, and financial stability. The indicators are all taken from publicly available data sources. For WMKY News, I'm Keneally Roberts.
A 19-year-old man from Mexico drowned at Cave Run Lake last week. Luis Avendano of Mexico was in the swim zone area at Twin Knobs Campground. Casey Weaver tells WKYT she was swimming with her family when Avendano went under.
The friend kept looking for him, but he couldn't speak English, so he couldn't say, "Help my friend," you know, or anything. So nobody ever really knew what was going on. They just said to form a line and start dragging your feet to look for a body.
The 19-year-old was taken to St. Clair, where he was pronounced dead. Avendano died on his 19th birthday. His family in Mexico was notified.
Lexington police officers were called to St. Joseph East Hospital on North Eagle Creek Drive Sunday morning on a report of a disorderly patient in the emergency room. That's where 29-year-old Michael B. Terry is alleged to have stabbed one of the officers. Sergeant Donnell Gordon spoke with WKYT about the incident.
At some point, he must have produced a sharp object and struck one of the officers multiple times, causing significant injuries.
The officer is currently in stable condition at UK Medical Center. Terry was arrested and taken to the Fayette County Detention Center. He faces several charges, including assault of a police officer.
A Johnson County man is behind bars facing multiple charges after a bizarre burglary and imprisonment case on Sunday. WKYT reports Johnson County Sheriff's deputies were called to a burglary in progress on Middle Fork Road early Sunday morning. A victim told investigators that 31-year-old Zachary Cochran had entered his home through the back door, grabbed a large kitchen knife, and held him at knife point and wouldn't let him leave the home. The victim managed to get free, according to deputies, and ran to a neighbor's home to call law enforcement. Deputies arrested Cochran and discovered he had two small baggies of crystal white substance believed to be methamphetamine. The victim was not injured in the incident. Cochran was taken to the Big Sandy Regional Detention Center, where he faces charges of burglary, unlawful imprisonment, and possession of methamphetamine.
A Whitley County man accused of murdering his girlfriend was arraigned today on other charges in Knox County. LAX 18 reports authorities have accused 38-year-old Nicholas Rucker in the slaying of Vicki Connor in May. Rucker evaded capture for more than a month before being taken into custody July 4th. Rucker was arraigned on charges of second-degree fleeing and evading police, second-degree disorderly conduct, resisting arrest, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In Knox County, Whitley requested a public defender and was granted $5,000 cash bail with home incarceration. His next appearance in Knox County is set for July 23rd.
Police arrested a man in June after he locked himself to excavation equipment in effort to protest a pipeline site in West Virginia. Protests against the Mountain Valley Pipeline are still going strong this week. The controversial pipeline aims to move large quantities of fracked gas from West Virginia to Southern Virginia for distribution across the U.S. and overseas. The group Appalachians Against Pipelines say fracking and the pipeline itself endanger water and ecosystems. Spokesperson Annie Boatwright says by stalling construction, the group hopes to prevent damage to the environment.
Fracked gas as well as bitumen extraction and transport are why we're in the climate emergency that we're in right now. Industry like that creates environmental wasteland. This pipeline is a disaster waiting to happen.
According to Boatwright, the protester has been charged with two misdemeanors and one felony. His bail was set at $6,000. The group says their resistance has delayed completion of the pipeline by at least a year.
The chief of the Wolf County Search and Rescue Team fell during a rescue in the Red River Gorge over the 4th of July. John May was responding to a call about a lost hiker near Chimney Rock when the accident occurred. May told LAX 18, as soon as he started over the cliff, he knew there was a problem.
As soon as I started over the cliff, I realized that I was having difficulty in controlling my descent. So the speed, normally you can lock yourself off and stop your descent. But in this case, I was unable to stop.
May sustained two fractured vertebrae and several injured fingers, but will make a full recovery. The Wolf County Search and Rescue Team wrote on their Facebook page that they have conducted an internal review about what happened. Taking a look at sports in the region, Morehead State University has chosen a new baseball coach. WMKY's Greg Jenkins has the story.
With more than 450 collegiate wins and more than 50 draft picks by major league organizations, Mick Aoki has been chosen to lead the Morehead State baseball program. Aoki led the baseball program at Notre Dame for 9 seasons after serving as head coach at Boston College for 4 campaigns. He also held the head coaching spot at Columbia. 40 of his players over his time as head coach have been named All-Conference. In addition to on-field success, Aoki's Notre Dame clubs raised more than $75,000 for charity from 2014 to 2019, including awareness for ALS in 2018. His team logged more than 1,000 hours of community service. An event to introduce Aoki to the community and media is scheduled for 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, July 17th at the Morehead Buffalo Wild Wings. For WMKY Sports, I'm Greg Jenkins.
We'll have a look at stocks with Bud Luke right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Recreation and Wellness Center at Morehead State University. The Wilson Bowling Lanes in the Laughlin Building are open to the public for birthday parties, youth groups, by-the-hour or per-game pricing. Cosmic Bowling features disco and black lights, open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 to 9 p.m. For more information and reservations, the phone number is 606-776-3457.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. Stocks fell as losses in Apple shares pressured the broader tech sector. Investors also braced for key testimony from the top Federal Reserve official later this week. And the Dow Industrials did trade 115.98 points lower, finishing at 26,806.14. The S&P 500 was down 0.5% at 2975.95, and the NASDAQ Composite lagged, sliding 0.8%, finishing at 8,098.38. Apple shares themselves fell more than 2% after an analyst downgraded them to sell from neutral, the analyst saying that the stock will face, quote, fundamental deterioration over the next 6 to 12 months as Apple's iPhone sales disappoint and growth in other products slows down. Other tech shares like NetApp and Juniper Networks fell more than 3% each. Applied Materials and Lam Research both declined by more than 1%. Tech has been a stalwart on Wall Street this year, with the sector up 28% in 2019 and outperforming the S&P 500 by about 7 percentage points. Wall Street also looked ahead to testimony from Fed Chair Jerome Powell coming on Wednesday, and Powell's testimony comes after a stronger-than-expected jobs report last week raises questions about whether the Fed will cut rates at all later this month. In corporate news, Deutsche Bank announced Sunday it will close off its global equities trading business and slash 18,000 jobs as part of a massive restructuring effort to improve the bank's profitability. The company's U.S. listed shares dropped more than 5%. In the commodities markets, oil was down 2 cents a barrel, finishing at $57.49 a barrel. Gold was down 0.4% at $1,394.10 an ounce. And in Europe, stocks were pretty quiet, with the Stock 600 index down less than 0.1%. In Asia, most markets were weak, with the Nikkei down 1% and the Hang Seng down 1.5%. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Kroger up 5 cents at $21.80, Community Trust Bank down 82 cents at $41.50, UPS down 51 cents at $101.91, Marathon Petroleum down 53 cents at $54.34, and Anthem was up 67 cents to finish at $284.73. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon.
I'm Haley Stidham.
And I'm Chaz Jenkins. Now back to All Things Considered.